Next, ask each participant to describe specific actions they'd like to see the other party take that would resolve the differences. For example, a person might request, "I would prefer Andrew to take a turn at tidying the library after signing off a job." You can ask each participant to additionally identify what the other employee can do more of, less of, stop or start. Only consider what will happen in the future. There is no point in rehashing what has already happened. That cannot be changed. Offering praise to your staff is all about recognition. When someone praises you, a burst of dopamine is released in your brain. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter that is linked to feelings such as pride, satisfaction, and happiness. Praise can have a huge impact on engagement, productivity, and employee retention. It doesn't cost you anything to congratulate and praise your staff. However, not giving them credit when and where credit is deserved can cost you big time. If you can't find anything or anyone to praise, the problem may be you.